He was a very well-rounded broadcaster, I would say. A traditional announcer who was able to make the crossover into modern radio in a very seamless and very attractive way, coming from one mode of radio to another. He was part of that cadre of broadcasters who sought to bring radio closer to the people. That's by putting more life into the elements of information, education, and entertainment. So, in other words, radio was therefore not confined to the studio. Whether it was in news, sports, or culture, Maxine Harry was a very effective person in that regard because he immersed himself, in my opinion, in the environment of the listener himself in order to serve them better. He and I collaborated quite a lot because he was more than an announcer. He was a very good media producer, and I was also in production. We were able to do a lot of work together, more so in the area of cultural production for radio and television. And he was a very close friend and colleague. We trained together. We worked together in a number of ways. And many other broadcasters have been inspired by him. He has that very easy, fluid style, Yolan, that was very attractive to listeners. And I think that's in Vincent Anigwe, and he's no doubt lost the Patriot, and the local radio fraternity particularly has no doubt lost one of its best voices. My condolences to his family. We will all miss him.